Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, it's Dick Vitale of ESPN and ABC. Hey, let me tell you something. You're talking sports with Randy Harris, baby. You better listen. He's awesome with a capital A.
Do you know the difference between a jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to all of these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. One call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be. Don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. Tree trimming and removal, and watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm. They're my boys. What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Take
the mask off for safety.
Three.
Okay, I'll take the mask off.
Why are you an idiot every day?
Welcome back.
It's not your job to be a moron.
I'm just saying I had the mask on. The masks are required. And they don't even know what they're doing. I'm about to bring out the real mask and just wear that in the restaurants.
I think you should.
Because there's no technicality on what the mask is. It just says a mask.
I told you what happened at, not only did it happen at the shoe store in Pinellas Park, but it happened today at the bank. I didn't even vent about the bank today.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah, I'll talk about that. No, we'll talk about the bank. Then we'll hit a break, and then we'll go out to David Feldman, and then Steve Lanay is going to give us our garage info.
Yes.
On what could, should, would, what really is, what really isn't.
Morse Garage Company, is that the name of the company?
Phone number, we just ran the commercial, you know, the whole nine yards. So here's the what happened at the bank.
Yes.
So I go to this bank, and there's a line outside, so everybody's standing outside.
Okay.
Security guard comes out and says, do you need a banker or a teller?
Huh.
And I said, well, either. Well, okay. Which one is it? Okay, a banker. So there was somebody in front of me, so they were first.
Okay.
So they walk in, they sit in the red chair. I come in. Now there's more people, you know, that have come in since. So now there's a long line. The teller line is long. There's 57 tellers and one banker. Then a guy comes out to come and approach the people that are waiting for bankers.
Right.
A lady stops him in line, talks to him for about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Then he goes and starts asking people, what are you here for? What are you here for? What are you here for? I said, excuse me, I'm next. And he goes, oh, I know you're next. I'm just trying to find out what everybody needs.
Huh.
Then I'm not next. So I'm when you get around to it is when you're coming to me. He was wearing a mask. And when we went into his office, he goes, well, you can meet me in my office. I said, no, I'll wait until you get in there. I'm not going to walk into your office while you're still helping other people, right?
Okay.
He had the mask below his bottom lip.
Well, he had a mask on.
Okay. Well, from now on.
There's no regulation right. on how to wear it or how to secure it or what it's covering.
I have a mask, and I'm going to just wrap it around my ear.
What are we covering? Nose, mouth?
Well, it's supposed to be both.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, for it to be.
It doesn't say that anywhere. It doesn't say it had to cover the nostrils and the mouth. It just says you have to wear a mask.
There is what's called in the state of Florida a notice to owner.
Okay,
which is, I also own a company that does notice to owners. It protects your lien rights in the construction field.
Okay,
so let me draw you a scenario. Morris Boulevard garage doors puts a garage door into your house.
Okay.
But he's hired by a contractor.
Okay.
He's not hired by you.
Sure.
Contractor's building you a new house, they sub everything out.
Sure.
All right, so by law, for him to be covered to guarantee payment, he has to send what's called a notice to owner.
Okay.
And that's to notify everyone from him to the general contractor, to the bank, to the owner, so that he can guarantee he'll be paid.
Okay.
Because if the contractor runs out of town,
right,
you pay the contractor, poor Steve's out of his money.
Sure.
Now we don't have the gas for the boat to go out fishing with Max.
Right.
Right? So he needs to make sure he's paid. So you send this document, and what that does is now you know that Steve's out there. So before you pay the contractor, you get a release of lien.
Okay.
All right. So there's what's called a notice of commencement. So when you start construction, it's a document that's recorded by law at the courthouse.
Okay.
It lists address, owner, contractor, bank, blah, 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 blah. And I got in a little disagreement, shocking, with a lady that works at a subcontractor who claims she went to law school,
okay,
but she came to do this instead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, the notice of commencement was recorded. I said, that's correct. The law states you have to record a notice of commencement. The law does not state it has to be a proper, correct notice of commencement.
Mm.
So all the time, it'll list, like you're the owner. Well, you'll list your brother-in-law as the owner. Because by law,
it doesn't matter who's on it.
You can do whatever you want.
Sure.
Then you send that notice to owner out. General contractor runs out of town. Well, that notice to owner was done improperly.
Right.
Now, you can still go to court and try to fight, but then you're still in court. The whole object of these NTOs is to not have to go to court.
Right.
You know he's there. You make sure he gets paid. So it's the same thing.
Okay.
Just doesn't have to be.
Well, I'm wearing my gladiator helmet from now on everywhere I go.
I think you should make pizza wearing it.
I'm going to go in everywhere with it.
I think you should.
I'm like, do you have a mask on? Well, yes, obviously.
I think you would be all right.
How did the Spartans fight COVID?
I'm pretty sure they didn't know. I told you, I know people that had it last year.
Yeah.
But nobody knew what it was.
Sure.
I mean, my daughter-in-law was deathly sick, pregnant, deathly ill. Went to the hospital. They had no idea what it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's plenty of people that have had it that, you know, nobody knew.
Sure.
But I don't know. It's going to be years before it's rectified. Do you want to talk about last week? You want to talk about this Saturday? You got a couple minutes.
What do we do? Talk about, I mean, we talk about look forward. There wasn't really anything to look back on.
Well, according to people on Facebook, we don't look back. We look forward. Anything that's happened in the past is the past.
Okay.
So just look forward.
So Saturday night, the 27th, coming live from the UFC Apex, Las Vegas.
Co-main event.
Co-main event featuring your boy, Platinum Mike Perry, versus your boy, Mickey Gall.
I hate it. Honestly.
Oh, you're going to get it in.
I'm sick to my stomach.
You watch with one eye, no eyes? Just wait till it's over and like look at the highlights?
I hope that I fall asleep.
Yeah?
I truly do. I mean, it's going to bother me. I'll probably watch it until the first punch is thrown, and then I'll get sick to my stomach. But again, that's the difference, is you become friends with, so I don't want to see two friends fight. I don't mind watching one friend fight somebody I've interviewed.
Sure.
You know, but I've hung out with both guys. They're both cool guys. And really, according to Mickey, there is no heat, there is no bad blood, there is no nothing between the two.
Just to sell tickets.
Mike is just Mike.
Yeah.
Just
Mike doing what Mike does.
Mike doing what Mike do.
And the main event, featuring another one of your boys, Dustin Poirier, the Diamond.
Nah, he's not one of my boys.
Well, we saw him Saturday with Steve Lanay. Steve Lanay was there with Dustin the Diamond.
Dustin's a cool dude.
Not Dustin Diamond, as in Saved by the Bell. Right. Not stabbing people with knives at strip clubs and things like that. But
did he do that?
He did. Yeah. Allegedly.
Didn't he fight in But that was Feldman's.
That was a celebrity boxing.
Right, it was Damon.
Damon Feldman's celebrity boxing
series.
Now,
was he the one who did show up or the one who didn't? Because there was a couple that didn't show up and they kept replacing
it. I think he's done it twice. I think he's done it multiple times.
Really?
Yeah.
With the big oversized, like the left glove UFC guy from back in the day? Is that who it was?
Yeah. I think so. But he's done it a couple of times. That's some time.
All right. Because Steve is standing by and he wants to get to this as soon as possible, let's hit this break. Let's get Dave Feldman on when we return. It'll be right at a quarter past. And then we're going to do some garage stuff. So talk some garage, talk some NASCAR. And you can't even call it what it's been called for years. And I'll make sure I turned you off. I'll make sure that you're okay with the word. And if so, we'll bring that up when we talk NASCAR. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio Network.
Yo, Monkey Boy. Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Diamond Dallas Page is going to make you feel the bang.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
How you doing? This is Gilbert El Nino Melendez, Strike Force Lightweight Champ, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Sometimes the rock concerts, well, let's be honest, always the rock concerts are better than the show. I'll be live in Alpharetta working on some live guests up there. We're going to broadcast from the global headquarters of Staff Zone. That's coming up in 2 weeks. But I'm jonesing. I need to get out of the house. Yes. I need to get to a function.
A road trip?
A sport that I love. Some good stuff needs to happen. Oh, that's right. It's BKFC official segment time. Let's welcome back to the program your president, David Feldman. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Not too bad. It's been a couple weeks since we talked. It's been obviously longer since the last event. We need to know what's going on. How soon can we see something? I'm dying here.
You know, I'm trying to make everything happen. We do have good news, so we'll get to the good news in a minute. You know, it's a shame this was happening with, you know, in Southern Florida. The cases look to be spiking, a lot of hospitalizations, so we're just not being able to find the venues that are actually staffing people right now, not even for crowds. They're just not staffing them right now for us to do the shows we need to do with the facility that we need to accommodate. So we are going to do July 24th, but unfortunately we had to move it out of Florida. We're going to move it to Oxford, Mississippi, which is the home of Ole Miss University. So we'll be right there. We are allowed to have 50% fans, so it's a big venue. It's a 5,000-seat venue, so we'll have 2,500 people in attendance there. and it's going to be a great night for us to come back out of this coronavirus pandemic and give the fans a really, really great show. Everything will be for free. It'll be a free show completely for everybody to watch that's not there live. It's going to be a good show, and I'm also going to tell you the main event here in a minute.
Okay, well, before we get to that, and again, it is very important for everybody to understand, you know, you are doing everything and your company is doing everything to make sure that this gets, pulled off 100% properly, that everything is covered, and that's why these things are happening, because, like you just said, arenas, facilities, are needing to make sure that everything is done properly.
Yeah, you know what? The problem is they're not even staffing, because what happened is, obviously, they laid a lot of people off work because they can't do live events. So to bring the staff in, unless you have, the UFC's money, to bring the staff in for one day off of unemployment, back on unemployment, and do what you need to do, it's not an easy task. So for us, it wasn't that easy, but we found a way to get it done, and we are getting it done. And, there's so much that goes into this now. Forget just a regular show. Like, nobody knows what goes into a regular show, right? Like, it's crazy. Right. Now, right. Add COVID-19 into it, and understand that we have to screen everybody. We have to test all the fighters, the staff, everybody that's coming to the event. We have to temperature check everybody. We have to separate people by 6 feet. We have to bus people. And just the whole way it's going to go for the crowd, everybody has to sign a waiver to come in there. Insurance, just everything that goes on in addition to putting on a show. So we definitely have our hands full. But, I think it's going to be worth it. And we're looking forward to going there. It's a new venue for us, new city for us, and it's someplace we've never been. And I think they're going to really, really love PKFC.
Do you know yet, as you're looking, of this new city and the new facility in Mississippi, when fans come there, not only will they have to be checked, will they have to, obviously they'll do the temperature stuff outside, but the media, and let's be real honest, I'm asking for me personally, when we come out, do we have to be locked up into a hotel until it's time to get into the building? Can we go?
No, because they're completely open now in Mississippi. They're completely open, and they were going to take face masks off. They didn't take face masks off yet. So because they're in that phase where they're actually everything's open right now, they are not making, they're not even mandating tests for anybody. But we as a company are mandating tests for the staff that are going to be interacting with all the fighters and the managers immediately. Just, precaution and liability. Sure. But we're doing everything that we can possibly do to the right thing. But, we can't test every single person that walks into the arena, or we couldn't do an event. I mean, the tests are, $125 a piece. So
right.
It would be detrimental to us. But we're doing everything we can do, and we have a great fight card, and a lot of Florida guys in the car because it was initially in Florida, and we moved it over. So we're looking forward to a great event.
Before we get to
headline that event, okay, go ahead.
I was going to be a smarty and be funny. Before we get to the main event, and yes, BKFC moving to Mississippi is number one. Number two, are the buffets open in Mississippi?
I think so. We're actually. We're in a great town. I mean, I heard so much great stuff about this town. My graphic designer, Jeremy Vaughn, is actually from Oxford, Mississippi, which we had no idea we were going to end up doing a show there. So he says almost everything's going, opening. They are still making everybody wear masks. But, it is what it is. We're at a time right now in the country's history that nobody ever thought we would be at, and we're just adapting. And, everybody has to adapt and pivot and do what needs to be done so they can stay relevant and get things going. And we're doing that as well as everybody else is. I just, we encourage everybody, and, we'll say this on the flyers, if you're not feeling well, don't come out that night. Watch it on some of the platforms it's going to be on, but do not come out that night.
Okay, well, for us that will be there, and we've teased this long enough, I'm sitting at the edge of the seat, I can't wait. You have an announcement or two, so... who is the main event?
Well, we're going to do I have two announcements. First, we're going to go into the main event, and I'll tell you another really exciting news we just got from BKFC. The main event will be for the 155-pound championship. We did the semifinals February 15th in Fort Lauderdale. I mean, the quarterfinals, and then we were going to run an 8-man tournament. But because of everything that happened, we just thought it was better to just pivot and make this for the championship. So we do have undefeated, two undefeated fighters, two undefeated CKFC fighters that are going to be fighting for the 155-pound championship, and that is Jin the Beast Allers versus Luis Baboon Palomino. So we think that we have a sensational main event there, and we're really, really looking forward to it. You know, a lot of people in the Florida area know Luis Palomino. I don't know if a lot of people know that he actually holds a victory over Street Jesus Jorge Masvidal.
Yes,
he does. That he does.
And everybody knows Allers as well. So you're right. This is a fight that I can't wait to see.
Yeah, it's going to be a great fight. Then we have on the undercard, we have 10-1 Florida fighter, really popular guy, Dylan Kleckler. He'll be fighting Frank Tate. This is going to be, it's going to be a free show, so there's not a lot of, I would say, big names on here. There's a lot of great fights, and we're going to have these on all our platforms, all our social media platforms, a lot of our partner social media platforms, and we are also going to launch our app, which is BKTV. It's Bare Knuckle TV on the App Store. You can download it now, Bare Knuckle TV, and see a lot of our library and some of the fun stuff that we did in the past, but we're really going to start promoting this app and trying to get a lot of people there. So we're going to do a lot on the app. We're going to advertise that a lot. And again, on all our other platforms. But everything's going to be announced as soon as we have everything, all the I's dotted and the T's crossed this weekend, and everything will be announced next week, how to really promote this thing and watch it. It's going to be a great event, and we're excited.
As antsy as, and when you first came on, I said how antsy I am, and I can't wait. And how antsy are you? How much are you looking forward to finally being able to put on another event, not only for the fans and the media and everybody that loves the sport, but we know and I know how much you love the sport and what this means to you.
Well, you know what? It's just so many things have been happening behind the scenes, so many great things for us that we've been really working on. And a lot of things in these 3 months that we've been off. Like I said, we had a chance to regroup. We formed a really great team. We unfortunately, some people are not going to be with the company anymore, and a lot of really, really great people are going to be joining the company to make a really strong push at making this thing mainstream as fast as possible. That being said, we did just ink a television partnership. We're not allowed to announce that yet. We have to simultaneously announce that. That's probably going to be announced in about 3 weeks. So that's a really, really great feat for Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. 2 years into this thing, and now we're going mainstream. The other really big news that we have is we've been working on inking this deal right now for about 6 months, and we finally just inked it. It's going to be an 8-part docuseries filmed on Netflix about Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. So that's going to be a really, really, really super pumped up about what that's going to do for the brand and the company. And, we're just looking forward to seeing when that's going to launch. It's going to launch sometime in the fall. We don't have an exact date yet, but as soon as we do, we'll let everybody know.
Awesome. I know, Matt, you have something, but let me ask this real quick. You know, go back, 2 years, go back 3 years. You know, you're almost ready for that first event in Wyoming. Could you have imagined you'd be where you're at today, 2 years later? Or did you think you'd be close to this? Where did you really think you'd be right now?
You know, I thought, I honestly, like, two different things. Like, I thought we would have made a lot more money than we made. On the one hand, on the bad news side of it, but on the good news side of it, we're triple or four times as popular as I thought we were going to be. I never thought we would grow this fast, as fast as we did the brand of it. I never thought, and not only the brand, the sport, because there's other people doing this. So we blew this sport up in 2 years, way, way bigger than I ever thought we would. So that's a great thing. And the money comes second, because that's going to come. As long as you keep putting on quality fights, putting on a great product, and treating the fans the way we did. I did a podcast the other day, and one of the guys was Smash. I can't remember his last name, but a UFC fighter. I think he's like 14-2. Spoke, at the end of the podcast. It was a great podcast, and he said, I just want to ask you a question, Feldman. I'm like, what's up? He's like, how come you don't talk about how good you treat the fighters? And I mean, I know a lot of guys that fight for you, and they tell me they won't fight anywhere else. Man, you guys treat the fighters great. And I was just like, well, you know what? You just told them, but thank you. It was awesome. That's really a reason why we're growing the way we are, because they want to fight for us. They're not just fighting for us because of a paycheck now. They really want to fight for us, and that's a great thing.
No, absolutely. It's the quality of everybody, of you and your whole team. You know, I know I've said this to you about you, but it's the team as well. They represent you and vice versa. And covering it, you know, is a dream. The fans love to come to your event is a dream because of how everybody is treated, fans, media, fighters alike.
No, it's awesome.
So Dave,
go ahead, Matt. What's up?
Dave, while the rest of the world may not know about Oxford, Mississippi until July 24th when BKFC comes to town,
Did you find me a buffet?
For those of us in the pizza industry, it is home to the pizza industry magazine, the PMQ. So I have local boots on the ground. If any of my friends or resources can help you with anything, if you need anything, let me know. Send me a message. I'll be more than happy to like connect you with people locally in Oxford.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, promoting-wise, that would be amazing, Matt, man. Thank you so much. That's awesome. That's great to know. Yeah, man, this is going to it's gonna be a great year for us, although, you know, everything, we had to pivot, we had to make moves, and no matter what happens, we're going to get through this year, move into next year, and I think 2021 just blows the roof off this thing. I think we've really, really become really mainstream. Some of the things that we're going to do, we have a really big-time partner that's going to be coming in pretty soon, too, that's going to change the game for us. So many things are really happening great for us. And, you know, we just hope that everybody gets through this, you know, this crap that's going on now with the coronavirus and the COVID-19, and be positive, and things will change, and things will get better. And, you know, it's starting to already. So, you know, just have faith and think positive. And we're going to get there all together and putting on a hell of a show on July 24th. You got to come out. I really think that Jim Allers and Louis Palomino is going to be one of the best fights in BKFC history.
Looking forward to it. Final question, and I use that line all the time. Final question. When are we going to get a BKFC in our hometown?
As soon as we're allowed to do, if we can do at least 50% crowd, 50% is what we're looking for. You know, and hopefully that's going to come in October, November. We'll be back in Tampa.
No. I'm saying our hometown, yours and mine.
Philadelphia.
Our hometown.
Oh, Philly. Love. So, you know, some things are happening here. I don't really want to go into everything that's happening, but I think that we pushed the envelope as far as we could, and I think something's going to open up pretty soon. I really do. I thought it was going to be 5 years down the road. Now I think it's going to be a little sooner than that. If it's not there, it's definitely going to be in one of our neighboring states, very close by to Philadelphia, not just Pennsylvania. So I think it's going to be in one of those, the tri-state area. We're going to have an event in the tri-state area probably within the next 6 to 9 months.
And that works. And again, ulterior motives, BKFC 1, Scrapple anywhere around Philadelphia, number 2.
There you go, Scrapple. Everybody that eats Scrapple loves Scrapple. My guy in one of my best friends in Arizona, that's all he says, you're going to bring me out some Scrapple. So it's you know, it's a great food. It's a great city, and they would love, although they bare-knuckle fight on the streets all the time, they would love to see some organized bare-knuckle fighting.
Right, exactly. Dave, as always, thank you very much. Say hi to the family for me. Stay in touch. We'll talk soon, and we cannot wait. July's right around the corner.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Stay well.
Say well to you as well. Dave Feldman, he is your president of BKFC. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We're going to talk a little NASCAR.
Yes.
We're going to talk about garage doors.
Yes.
And somebody that may know a little bit more about the apparatus, the rope, the whatever that was hanging from that garage door. And I still have some questions. I truly, truly do.
We have an expert here to answer him for us.
He's a garage door expert. I'm not sure how much NASCAR expert, but we'll ask him. No, we'll ask him, because there are some things that need to be answered.
Sure.
And we'll do that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Memory of my angel could never cause pain. Years go by, I'm looking through a girl's magazine. There's my home angel on the pages in between. My blood runs cold.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr., and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Isaac. You're on Talking Sports with Randy Harris. Many of you don't remember, but Randy Harris was a 3-time welterweight champion of the United States. And here he is, Randy Harris.
I still don't know what you're talking about. Have you ever been a 3-time anything? I mean, yeah. Other than a buffet offender.
I led the league in stolen bases.
Really?
3 times, yeah.
Like Ricky Anderson? Did you have the cool neon gloves?
You know, I used to rock back and forth.
Did you?
Like, and I did that.
Everybody did.
Well, I did that when I played softball. When I went in the Guinness Book of World Records and all that stuff, I thought I was Ricky Anderson. And I was going to steal third and jump up and say, Lou Brock was good, but now I'm the greatest of all time. And I have something of Lou Brock's that very few people have.
What's that?
They were called Lou Brock 118 Converse 118 sneakers.
Oh, really?
And I'm not even sure they ever sold them.
Wow.
This was limited to the St. Louis Cardinals. And that's when I was bat boy for the Cardinals.
Sure.
And I have a pair of Lou Brock 118s.
Wow.
Brock was a class guy.
You still have them in your storage locker?
In the storage. I've whittled it down to now I only have one storage locker.
Okay.
You know, I got rid of two because the cost was killing me.
It's like after all the destruction of these monuments and sports hall of fames, you're probably going to have the largest collection in the country.
Yeah, I doubt that. All right, so the most recent bizarre incident happened last week in Talladega.
Yes.
At the NASCAR race.
Yes.
I've been in, now some people have corrected me, I've been in the paddock. I've been in the garage area in Vegas with my buddies from Tenors of Rock.
Right.
And so people were saying it could not happen, even though the FBI came out and said what they said, but people were saying that it had to be somebody related to NASCAR. Yet I walked right through garages.
Okay.
I posted pictures. I literally walked right up to cars
sure.
that were all by themselves.
Right.
But I don't want to say Steve Linnea is an expert, but I'm going to say he knows a whole lot more than I do on garages, and I guess he knows a little bit about the rope.
Yeah, so we're talking about the Bubba Wallace, African-American NASCAR driver who apparently they found a noose in his garage at Talladega.
Right, but I want to jump in again before you introduce Steve and his company and everything. People are dumping all over Bubba Wallace.
Right.
To the best of my knowledge, well, I know he didn't see it. He didn't report it.
Right.
He didn't do it. So for people that are all over this guy.
Had nothing to do with him.
It had nothing to do with him. He didn't report it.
He didn't see it.
Well, and again, I'm not even going to say he didn't see it because he didn't. But that's not the key. He didn't report it.
Right.
Now, some things that he has said since then might, you know.
He's been defiant. He called it a straight-up noose.
Okay.
But yeah, here to discuss the controversy over garage doors is Steve Linnea, owner of Morse Boulevard Garage Doors locally.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, right. So earlier today on television news,
okay,
I seen Bubba was live on there, and he said he'd seen an image, a picture, right. Okay. An image, a picture of it. So he didn't actually see it, I guess, you know. So.
Right.
All right, so the word NASCAR, there is the word car in there, right? So then you have cars, and cars go in garages, and then they work on cars.
Sure.
And cars, you know, you go and you get your car fixed at a garage.
Right.
I mean, these people, these gentlemen and women, they have to have seen many garages in their times.
Okay.
All right, so me being a garage door guy, when you put up a new garage door, it's called the hardware box. And in the hardware box is most of the time there's a yellow piece of rope there.
Okay.
And it is called the pull down. And that's what I believe the FBI said.
Right.
It's, you
sure.
know, it's the pull down rope. All right, so a 7-foot tall garage door. And then an 8-foot tall garage door, you get the same size rope. There's really not much you can do with it, but most guys in the center there, there's a couple different ways you can do it, but you tie a knot and it comes down and it does go around in a circle like that. It's a pull down thing. But since 1992, there is what's called safety beams of your garage door opener. There are little eyes that are down near the bottom on each side near the track of the garage door, and they look at each other. And when the beam is broke, there's like a light that goes across. And when something's in between those two things, the garage door opener notices it, and the garage door won't go down. So this rope, since about 1992, we tuck it away.
Okay.
So it's since about 1992, you don't see it anymore.
Got it.
But it's still there.
It's still there. You're supposed to put it in as a garage door installer. Now, that's a 7-foot and an 8-foot tall garage door. Now, when you get even roll-up doors, and I was talking about a sectional door like you would have in a residential situation, when you get to, say, 9-foot, 10-foot, 11-foot, 12-foot, there's a rope, and it's like of... Like, I don't know, it's rope color.
Okay.
And it's a lot longer. Most of the time, guys don't even know what to do with this rope. You're supposed to. Actually, it comes with, there's an eye hook, and it's called jams over to the side, okay, of where the track would go up and down.
Okay.
But the rope is supposed to be over to the side. But again, it will get in the way of that safety beam. But that's where it's supposed to be. So it comes from the garage door down. It's a lot longer rope. Comes down, and then there's an eye hook that you put into the wood to the side. And then, but as the door goes down, that rope can get in the way of the safety beam. A lot of guys don't know that they're supposed to put it over to the side. They still put that same thing in the middle, and different guys tie it up different ways. Now, I've been in people's houses, and at one point, I didn't know what to do with the rope either. Okay? So I put it in the middle, and then there was a little kid coming out, and his head was only, say, you know, a little kid, like 6-year-old kid's diameter of a skull. Let's say. I don't know how to explain it any different. Okay. All right. So I'm thinking, man, if this kid somehow gets around his, his skull. I mean, I don't want to be responsible for this. So I would make. Yeah, I would tie it in little tiny things, so just about where your hand, your fist could do it.
Sure.
All right. So, but back to the thing about NASCAR. Right? NASCAR, none of these people associated with NASCAR or the racetrack or anything else have never seen this rope before, and it's probably not in stall number 4 as well as, it's probably in stall number 5, 6, 3, and...
Right.
I mean, are they in the other ones too?
So we don't know if they went and inspected all the other garages to see if there was in. And what I read, which was probably the first time I've read something in a long time, is you don't know what garage stall you're getting until race week, because it's points, it's where you're on the pole, all that kind of stuff, I guess. So it's not like they pinpointed, that's where Bubba's going to be, let's put this in. It was already in there. Now, I'm going to go conspiracy, all right? Let's say somebody did set this up. The only person you could say it was NASCAR, because they would be the only ones to be able to know Bubba's going to go.
Or somebody on his team.
I can only, being the naive person that I am, it was something that was in there. They said that it was in there last year. And when you look at a rope that's tied all together with a big circle on it, especially with the world that we're going in right now.
Of course.
And now you're going to, well, I'm this and I'm that, and that looks round and it looks like a noose. Mm. I mean, what else would you have big enough to grab to pull down a massive garage door?
Mm. So what's the primary function? Is it a case of lost power, then you have the rope to pull down the door manually to close? Like, what's the function of the rope?
I know, because I've been on Canal Street before. It's when the popo comes by. You can pull the door down quicker so that the popo doesn't see you selling.
It goes down faster.
It goes down faster, so the popo can't get you selling, illegal coach perches.
I think people are offended by you. Use when the word popo.
It's definitely...
the popo, now offended by you.
Okay, but also I haven't seen this picture and where it was and everything and what it looks like and everything like that, but most likely, it's going to be the... Exactly, I think, what the FBI said. But it's a power, it's an emergency pull down.
Okay.
Not everybody has a garage door opener. So sometimes, and not everybody's tall enough to reach up. Yep. So it's there for that. But if you do have a garage door opener, like most people, you take off the power release, the PTO, I think it's called. Power takeoff. There you go. You release.
I don't have a remote control in my garage, so I don't know.
Yeah. I just call Steve and he goes over my garage for me when I need
it. Opens it. It just opens it.
He just stands there and opens it up and down.
Yeah, for sure. So it just bothers me that this is NASCAR. Now, it's not the NFL. It's not MLB. If you were to rank, the sport and the money, and, there's plenty of money in NASCAR. That's not what I'm saying. Don't tell me there's not cameras in every garage. There has to be. Right. I would be shocked if there's not.
Right.
So you have video. You will have video of somebody walking in.
Mm-hmm. Of bringing the rope down or making it visible or tampering.
Any of that, but or taking it one step further. If a fan, and again, with the COVID and all that kind of stuff, I've been told that not even you would be able to get to the garage. I find that highly unlikely.
I would figure out a way to get in.
I
would get Steve O'Day in with me.
At Daytona, I've been right there in the garages myself.
No, well, you just lied on FCC radio.
I could have got him in the Super Bowl, but you... a tantrum.
You just lied. You would get yourself in and say, the hell with Steve Lanay. I was there. I saw it. But anyway.
I would come back for him.
No. Well, again, like I told my wife, we would have taken your car.
It's true.
and your phone and your money. And then I would have been fine.
I would have been okay.
But on Facebook, I told everybody I went to the Super Bowl.
Me too.
Yeah, well, we were all there. We just all didn't go together.
Separately.
Right. Well, the Super Bowl was Sunday. We went to the stadium on Saturday.
That's true. But we were there.
Pre-Super Bowl.
Were there.
It was pre that we had the argument. But you know, what I'm saying is if there's cameras there and somebody walked into a garage that the garage, Richard Petty didn't know, Richard Petty's crew chief didn't know, you would know that something was up. But none of that happened.
Yeah.
NASCAR can go to the video. It's not that the FBI and everybody's already saying, oh, it's the FBI that, you know, these are the same people that were trying to, you know, go after Trump. So they're not going to now all of a sudden, you know, be on whatever side.
Watch next race, they'll find a neck brace in Dale Earnhardt's stall.
You need to start with.
No, that was too late.
Start with who showed Bubba the picture. I mean, who took that picture?
And why is he still defiant about it? Why is he still calling it a straight-up news after the FBI cleared it? He's still trying to make a big deal about it.
That bothers me.
He's trying to milk it and take advantage, make it a race thing when it's really may or may not be.
Today on the television news, it bothered me this morning about that, too.
It should. If you're taking the high road and be like, hey, you know what? It was an honest mistake.
It would be a perfect time to defuse. You know, the FBI came out, they investigated, NASCAR investigated, my crew jumped to conclusions.
Yep.
You know, yes, it's a noose, but it's also a rope to pull down.
And the authorities did their job, they did their thing respectfully and professionally.
15 FBI agents.
Yeah.
15.
That's the thing that bothers me about the whole thing. That
he's still milking it for the, oh, it was a straight up noose. Like.
Okay.
Well,
so, I'm just moving on. When do people know? Now, this is more about your business, not NASCAR's garage. You know, when they're having issues with the garage door, and the reason I'm asking is, you came out, you fixed one of our garage doors. Could we have known beforehand that something is about to happen? You know, it's kind of like air conditioning. You know, people get service to make sure it doesn't go down. Is there a way to know that, or do you just literally wait till something?
Yeah. And it has to do with the emergency pull-down rope again. Okay, so what you do is you put your garage door down probably twice a year. The door's down. Make sure it's down, not up, because if you have a broken spring, it could come slamming down on you. Push the garage door, because most people have a garage door open, or push the button. Put the door down first. Okay. Down is crucial. Because 13,000 people a year go to the hospital playing around with garage doors if they know what they're doing or not. Okay, it's
13,000?
13,000 in the U.S. every year. Yes, sir. Yeah. All right, so the door's down. You pull the release cord, which is the power takeoff, from the garage door opener to the door. Then you get to the garage door itself. You know, you're inside, and you pick the door up. When you bring the door up, when the bottom gets to be about a foot and a half off the ground, it should stay there and balance. If it's not balancing, there's a problem with the springs, and you need to call a garage door person, because if your springs are bad, they do 90% of the lifting power. The garage door opener basically does lift it, but it sort of just moves it. And if you have problems with your springs, you're going to also, and maybe, tear up your garage door opener. So that's the check. It's mainly the springs of the garage door.
Okay. So I need to tell you something, Matt.
Because you're not very handy.
No. I want you to stand under my garage door, you know, and we'll see. But that's not where I was going. True story, you know, and we've said, and we were talking earlier about Gene Hackman. You know, I don't get impressed. I don't, you know, I'm not really impressed at what I've done and who I've met. But it's funny. I've had so many people tell me, oh, your life, everything you've done in your life.
I was just going to say I was impressed by Steve LeNay.
Yeah, I know.
You know the guy has studio experience when he flips one earphone out
backwards
and one so he can still listen.
So should I still tell the story?
Yeah, of course.
You know, because I was going to throw him a little bit of a bump.
Please.
So now I'll turn him back up since he's already killed all the sound guys back at the station. So you know, I'll post a photo and I don't take a lot like I should, but I posted, oh, if I had your life, oh, if I did this, and then like 10 minutes later, Steve posts, you know, him and Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, him and Scorpions or Motorhead or whatever. So the only person that I think has done as much as me is the guy sitting in between us. Because he was in, what was it called? Rock the Rio?
Yeah, it's Rock and Rio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Up on stage. You know, there was how many people there? 250,000?
Six people.
Six people? 100,000.
COVID-19, that's the six people now.
100,000, but it was broadcasted free on TV. That's the fourth most populated country in the world. So basically it was...
Everybody was there.
Everyone.
Yeah, there you go.
The guy who's going to kick your ass was there, David Vieira.
Why is he going to kick my ass?
Because it's but you know, it's just funny. And, you know, we've since reconnected and, you know, hung out a couple times. But for a long time, you know, we were just talking on Facebook, which I've been told to stay off of. But, you know, he's done it. He's been there. He's been all over the place.
But more importantly, Steve, if I'm not capable of disconnecting the power cord, sound and audio from my speaker.
That was me. I turned him
down. He just does that. But let's say I'm not very mechanically inclined. I can't turn the power off. I don't want to raise my garage door a foot and a half off the ground.
You know,
I don't
there's a $25 consulting fee.
So, yeah, my question is, how can people, if they're unsure if their garage door is functioning correctly, do that service you offer, do you have a number that they can contact you or a website? Like, how do we get a hold of you to come out and inspect it and make sure it's safe so I don't become statistic of 13,000 one person going to the hospital this year?
We can only help.
From a garage door accident.
Yeah, good move. All right, so we show up, no service call charge, okay?
That's big.
That's right. So we go there, and then we'll give you a quote right there.
Okay.
And that's it. So a lot of other companies are going to be, you feel like when you get $35, $55, $75, then you feel like you got to go with that company.
And that's why they do that,
right? Well, of course.
Yeah.
All right, so then, what was the question?
He's been on stage with Ozzy Osbourne.
I went around the world with Motorhead.
How come Ozzy ate a bat and he didn't get COVID, but now apparently the world has COVID because of bats?
You know, Matt, I do remember the question. I was just joking around.
Well, if you want to start a new conversation.
All right, so the number to Morris Boulevard garage doors, let's say, you know, down here at, you know, in Pinellas County, okay. Tampa Bay area. It's area code 727, obviously, 522-5070. And then, say, the rest of Florida, 352-217-6573. Now, are you going to make fun of my buddy Ozzy?
I'm just saying, he eat bats on stage, and he never got COVID.
Well, guess what? I've been around with, you know, maybe say him, and I've been around with Motorhead, the considered the biggest party band ever. I don't have COVID.
Well,
I felt very strong, by the way. Well, a couple weeks ago, you know, I've gone to the CES every year for about 12 years now, I think, and I was given a pair of Motorhead headphones when I attempted to interview another one of Steve's friends, Lemmy. I still have no idea what he said.
Okay.
And it's been years. You know, how do you interview somebody when you can't understand them? But it was a lot of fun. So I gave Steve those headphones. And to me, it was the coolest thing ever. And the next thing I know, I see his boat, and it's Motorhead. And I see Facebook, and it's Motorhead.
Painted by Evil Don, local tattoo legend.
Ah, very good. So,
great friend.
Don Seneca.
We only have like 2 minutes left, but tell me in 60 seconds about Motorhead. I really don't know anything about them.
Wow, Motorhead, definitely, I can't say I've been around with, you know, every band, but Motorhead was the true, what you would think what a true rock and roll band was. They did it all. I don't know how that, of course, Lemmy's not here right now, but basically,
so we can't defend
it. During the whole process, they lived through it. You know, it was a long process, but they lived through it. They were the party band. Every band that...
More than the Partridge Family?
But backstage, bands wouldn't go, like, say, to Black Sabbath's room, and they wouldn't go to this room, Iron Maiden's room, and they wouldn't go to this other room. But everybody would go to Motorhead's room to relax and party.
We're
going
to have to rename Black Sabbath. It's offensive now. So we'll work on that for next week.
See how we always have
and by the way, 2 weeks ago, one of our guests did test positive for COVID, so we're glad
it wasn't,
you're
hold
here.
Hold on a second. It wasn't 2 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago.
This microphone?
3 weeks ago.
No, it was the other one. I did take the one out, and it was on the third.
Billy Q, who was cornering Matt Friel, whose fight was canceled on Saturday, unfortunately,
Billy.
This week.
Yeah.
Billy tested positive for COVID, and that's why Matt had to withdraw from Saturday night's fight.
Yep.
So, hey, Debbie, you took a picture with Billy.
Yeah, exactly. You might want to know, but everything is good. Steve, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. I want to thank David Feldman for stopping by via the phone, as well as our good friend Max Payne Griffin.
Always.
Tune in next week. We'll have some more surprises, maybe even another guest or two hanging out here. This is Knockout Radio. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
Brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
How you doing? This is Hall of Fame quarterback Warren Moon, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low-carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
Welcome. I'm Christopher Cruz.